From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government in voting overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona's central Plaça de Catalunya Sunday night to celebrate the referendum.
Els ciutadans de Catalunya ens hem guanyat el dret a tenir.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont says the people of Catalonia have won the right to become an independent state in the formation of a republic. He's expected to make a declaration within 48 hours. But Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has a different view.
Ha fracasado un proceso.
He said the referendum failed. It was only serving to sow division. He said coexistence must be recovered as soon as possible. Police used batons and rubber bullets to disrupt the voting. Local officials said hundreds were injured. Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council said the turnout was about the same as a similar referendum in 2014.
The people that are getting out and voting are the ones that are pro-independence. We knew that. That's not news. The unfortunate thing is that we had to get to a point in which the police had to intervene, and neither the Spanish government nor the Catalan government were able to reach a negotiated solution.
The ballot has no legal standing as it's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. At least 8 people were killed, several others wounded Sunday in Cameroon's English-speaking regions after security forces fired on protesters demanding independence from the majority Francophone country. The protests were held on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the English-speaking region into Cameroon. The dispute, which dates to World War I, involves long-standing complaints by English speakers of discrimination, including in the distribution of the country's oil wealth. This is VOA News.